As a part of joint declaration issued after the sessions, the finance ministers and central bankers have agreed that stimulus measures will continue to be needed to try to spur growth. All have agreed that the global economy needs to look beyond ultra-low interest rates and simply print money as a way to keep their respective economies moving. Wang Haiyan is with the Washington, D.C.-based China-India Institute, a research and consulting firm. She says the session in Shanghai has suggested caution rather than panic.
I don't think they see the urgency, because if they don't see crisis upcoming, so there's no crisis responses. They do call for coordinated efforts on monetary front, on the fiscal spending front, and call for each country to launch structural reforms. But a lot of these talks are in the right directions, but the immediate actions, the urgencies, are not there yet, precisely because we're not headed into recession, not yet.
Wang Haiyan says, despite the slowdown of the world's two largest economies, both China and the U.S. remain on relatively solid economic tracks.
Because even though there is a downward pressure, there are a lot of headwinds coming up, but the forecasting of a 3 to 3.4% global growth is not a recession. U.S. economy is steady, a not robust recovery, but fairly steady. Annualized growth this year could be around 2.5%. China's second largest economy could head to a range of 6.5 to 7%.
Shanghai's meeting has seen finance ministers and central bank governors also agree to continue a focus towards structural economic reforms to try to make growth sustainable over the long term. Chinese Finance Minister Lou Jiwei has gone on record at the sessions in Shanghai, saying Chinese authorities will maintain a flexible fiscal policy while at the same time keeping the debt ratio at a sustainable level. He also says Chinese monetary policies will continue to try to ensure price stability in the domestic market. David Lipton, Deputy Managing Director of the International Monetary Fund, says the current Chinese growth model remains sound.
The economy continues to grow. It's slowed a little, but it continues to grow. I think what's interesting is that the economy is not just one economy now. There's a part of the economy that's slowing, the export-oriented heavy industry part of the economy. But there's another part of the economy, the part that derives from household spending. It's partly services, it's partly durable goods, that's growing and growing pretty quickly. So there's a kind of a transition underway. It'll be complicated. It may be a bumpy transition, but it's continuing.
Promises of the so-called green financing and a renewed focus on stamping out funding for terrorism have also been made. The finance ministers and central bank governors meeting in Shanghai comes in advance of this year's G20 summit, which is slated to take place in Zhejiang's capital, Hangzhou, on September the 4th and the 5th. For CRI, this is Li Jianhua.